Settling into its new home at St. James Place in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, the Berkshire Playwrights Lab is celebrating a decade of original plays. WAMC sat down with co-artistic director Joe Kakachi and James Anthony Tyler. Tyler is the playwright of Some Old Black Man, the group's first full production at St. James Place. Tyler explains what it's all about.
At its heart, it's a father-son story. Father comes to live with son because he can no longer live on his own. But on their first day living together, they have a conflict that comes up over breakfast, over what to eat. But it's really about the entire span of their relationship from childhood to where they are now.
And it can't be something as simple as, like, someone drank all the orange juice, right? It's got to be something pretty profound.
It is. It's
it starts out as just a breakfast argument, but it leads them into all kinds of territory that they haven't really dealt with over the years, because that's one of their issues, is that they can't talk to each other, and now they're living together. And it's day one. It's really hour one of their time together. And James has written it in real time. So it's the first 90 minutes of them living together, and he gets in so much stuff about relationships, father-son relationships, family, race, the culture, the society, the civil rights movement. I mean, it's incredible, actually.
But who is good at communicating with each other is some of your actors who are on the show. Tell me a little bit about that. I heard that there was some discrepancy in when the play was supposed to start, and that had something to do with the casting as well.
Well, yeah, we were scheduled to open last Saturday, August 5th. Roger Robinson, Tony winner and old friend, has been with this play for 2 years. We did the first reading with him here at Berkshire Playwrights Lab, and we've done a few readings since then, some backers auditions. And at the last minute, Roger, who plays Viola Davis's dad on her TV show, had to drop out. So we scrambled around, and we were lucky enough to cast an L.A. actor who, two-thirds of the way or more into rehearsal, had some health issues and had to drop out. So I called Roger late on a Friday, and he jumped back in. His schedule had changed, and so but he just literally started with us 5 days ago, so there's obviously no way we were going to open last week. So he's really kicking it, and we're going to open this weekend.
Right, and he's on How to Get Away with Murder. But to remember 90 minutes of real-time conversation, that's a big feat to do in only 5 days.
Yes, and they don't leave the stage. It's literally just the two actors, back and forth dialogue with the two of them, 90 minutes real time. I mean, and there's comedy, and they go to very deep places. So it's a task.
I guess, in short, how did you kind of come up with this idea? I mean, it is, you know, two adult men having a conversation that they probably should have had decades before and are finally, you know, having this real-time 90-minute conversation, and here they are. Did it come from some personal inspiration?
It did. You know what? The spark of the idea came from me thinking about my grandparents' generation and coming of age of when they came of age in America, and my parents' generation, and thinking about the similarities and the conflicts between the two. So that was the start of the idea. And for some reason, I knew it had to just be two people hashing it out in real time. And it developed from there.
Now, it's the first full production over in the St. James building. How does that venue kind of bring a little bit more of the emotion to the story? I mean, the setup of the stage, et cetera.
Well, it's a more intimate space than we've been used to. Berkshire Playwrights Lab has done our gala and three readings there just over the course of this summer. And it's got newly arrived and installed curtains that have really changed, baffled the sound, and really made it much easier to hear. So now it's really like a real theater. And these two guys are pros. I mean, as I said, Roger's won a Tony, but, you know, Leon Addison Brown is a 3 or 4-time Broadway actor who's worked with Atul Fugard 3 or 4 times. These guys are as good as it gets. So, you know, they'll really, when people come to see the play in that setting, they'll really feel like they are in their apartment.
That's Berkshire Playwrights Lab co-artistic director Joe Kakachi and playwright James Anthony Tyler. Some Old Black Man opens Saturday at St. James Place in Great Barrington.